Hello?
Hello, Hunt.
Yep.
Hey, Hunt, this is Charlie with Local Splash. How's it going?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing good. We were supposed to talk today.
Yep.
Okay. Go ahead.
I'm still thinking about it. So if we move forward, because right now I'm not that happy with what's it called? Yelp. And Angie's List seems pretty bad. I decided today we're not going with Angie's List in the future.
Okay.
So if I do 1 month with you guys, there's no contract and no binding and no, you said it takes a month to set everything up, but still.
Yeah, so it takes 30 to 45 days. It just depends on how fast or what going on with Google. But we always have that. So it is month to month. So you are not in a contract. We do ask that you at least just stick it out for 2 months because that way we can have everything populating for you in full steam in that 30 to 45 days.
That's about $500 total.
About $500 total. Yes. Now within that first month, you should receive calls for
Yep.
really my customers at this point, I'd be totally honest with you, Han, is the first month, it's a break even, right? You're going to pay
Okay.
for the service and it's supposed to pay for itself. The second month is really when you're going to start to see the profits because now you're going to be on that first month, that first page of Google, and then you're going to have those Facebook ads with that retargeting going on as well.
Yep.
Yeah,
All right.
that's how it works. I want to be super transparent with you.
Of course, no
So,
problem. No,
yeah.
you are by far the favorite until now, and that's why I want to learn more about it because the other companies, I'm close to being done with working with them. I'm not too impressed.
Okay,
And
are you
Angie's List,
paying
I
for
don't
them?
even want to start. I'm paying for Yelp, and I'm probably gonna do 1 more month on Yelp to see if it picks up. If not, then I'm not going forward with it. Angie's List is out of the way. I don't know. I don't think they say it's a popular list, but I don't think it's a good idea
Yeah,
overall. It's just
I'll
my
be,
gut feeling.
yeah, I'll be straight honest with you. Angie's List is not a direct competitor with us at all. They are a different platform. Neither is like Yelp or anything because we're putting people on the first page of Google. But I want to send you something and this, my customers, I always have them take a look at this as well. I'm going to send you a text message. It's a link to the Federal Trade Commission.
Yep.
Yeah, it's HomeAdvisor and they've actually been sued for $7.2 million
Wow.
for a settlement because and you can read the article, Angie's List by HomeAdvisor because they were promising, quality leads that were gonna turn into
Exactly.
customers and they were gonna give you so many, but a lot of people were calling them and they were, they didn't answer, they had somebody. It's just not exclusive. So when they vet you a
Right.
lead, they give that lead to three or four other companies in your area. You're paying for the lead, but now you're also competing for that lead. Where
Exactly.
what we do is we put you straight on Google and somebody can call you directly. Like that's how simple it
Yeah.
is.
Yeah. I like that idea way better because I don't know. The other thing is too complicated and it seems like a scam.
Yeah, absolutely. And also too, it's set at a flat rate for you. So it's not like you're going to have to pay for customers, by a phone call or by a job. The more jobs you do, the more jobs you get, you're always just going to pay the bare minimum of the $249 month to month. So if you ask me, my dad was a business owner back in the day. I mean, he still is, but when I was little and he was trying to build it up, if he had a company that was doing this for him like this, I tell you, we wouldn't go through the struggles that we went through. I'll be honest,
Nice.
because
What did you guys do back then?
he was actually he had a bunch of companies. He would actually sell grills for Mustang owners. So he would actually
Okay.
sell GT grills to V6 and I4 Mustang owners. So that way it, they had the look of the GT, but it was a V6 or it was a four cylinder. So, that was his little business that he did. And then he did other stuff, along the way as well. He used to have a paintball company as well. So, he had his own store, but he never had something like this, right? Where he could market to his customers. And that's the thing. If he was always like, if I could just have something to get in front of my customers, we would have customers. but he never had this opportunity here. Now, he's older. He's going to be 60 this year. So we actually built a dog park for him in the backyard. He lives on 2 acres in Washington. And, we actually built him a 300 radius dog park, 300 foot radius. Wow. And it's a privately owned dog park, so you actually have to pay to bring your dog there. Well, I think we did the same concept here, where it's first page of Google, and we paired that up with the Facebook retargeting campaign. And he stays busy. He stays busy. I mean, in Washington, you know, you have the rainy seasons, but even with the rainy seasons, he's like, we're doing far better off than any other dog park in the area. And he's like 10 times more. And I'm like, that's the way to go. He's like, I wish I would have had this earlier.
The work you do, it's smaller scale, not scale, but it's a smaller company than compared to Angie's List and all those big guys.
We have a pretty big company. I mean, we are a company of, I think we have like 70 people here. I mean, we've been around for 20 years. This is our 20th year in business. But yeah, I mean, we don't have like a big company.
You guys are a little bit smaller because the big guys, you're just, the customers at a big company, they're just nobodies. So to them, you're pretty much a number. With you guys, it seems more personal.
Yeah, we focus on quality. So our biggest deal is one, getting you guys customer, but then our other deal is customer service, right? We want to make sure that you guys are taken care of as well. So that's what we really push here. So yeah, we tailor to small business owners, and that's why we make this affordable for them, because if you even Google average, you know, SEO services, on Google, the average, I think that it says right now, is like $2,300.
Yeah.
So we're able to do it for a fraction of that.
Yeah, that's going to bring you guys a ton of business. No, I'm really interested. I would say, can you give me the weekend, and then I want to start on Monday.
Okay.
Then we set it up and everything, because I'm ready.
Okay. Do you just need to get like the funds available, or how's it work for you?
No, I'm too busy today and tomorrow. I still have 3 hours of work today, and then tomorrow and over the weekends. It's just crazy. So let's set it up on Monday, and you can confirm it already now. So.
Yeah. So what I'll do is So my job here, Han, is to just set up your account here. I would take payment. It would only take 20 minutes. It would only take 12 minutes to set this up for you. Now, when my tech team calls you, that's where the onboarding process starts. That's where it's the longer, where it's like 30 to 45 minutes, because they want to just verify and make sure. Is that okay for you to secure the listing with us today, and then I can book that onboarding call for Monday?
Let's do it all Monday, so I don't have to worry about it over the weekend. I don't want to think about it until Monday.
Gotcha. You want to have the weekend off. Okay.
I want the weekend off because I have to set boundaries, because else my life gets flooded with
pretty
everything.
Crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. That's how it is.
Totally understandable. It used to be. Yeah, totally.
Let's do it.
I get you. Trust me, like I said, my dad's a business owner. I've owned businesses myself, and when you're a business owner, you're never the clock never stops for you. You're always working on something. So I totally understand. So I'm gonna call you tomorrow. I mean, not tomorrow. I'm sorry. I keep thinking
Monday.
Today's Friday for some reason. I'm going to call you on Monday.
Yeah.
I'm trying to speed up the week here, hon.
Yeah. Let's get it rolling, baby.
Yeah. I'll call you on Monday. The best time for me to call you on Monday is in the morning. That way we can book that onboarding call for later on in the day. What time do you want me to call you on Monday?
Let's do 9 or 10.
Okay. Where are you located? What state?
Florida.
Oh, Florida. Oh, sunny, sunny Florida, yeah. Huh? Well, sometimes.
Sunny Florida. Crazy Florida.
Yeah, yeah. What part of Florida? Miami area or
Lauderdale.
Up north? Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah,
okay.
Miami.
Nice, nice. I have family there, so that's cool.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, cool. So, Han, I have you set for Monday, and then I'll give you a ring at 10 a.m. I do come in the office at 9, so it'll be perfect. I'll have everything set up for you, and then we can get rocking and rolling with you then, okay?
It sounds really good.
Okay, Han. Enjoy your weekend. Be safe, and then we'll touch bases on Monday.
Thank you so much. Have a good one.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.